Each day he works in the week and remembers to do so, Curtis Mutter gets in his car and records a podcast on his break. It might be 11 a.m. on a Tuesday or 8 p.m. on Sunday night, but one thing's certain, it's lunch break with Curtis Mutter.
It's Thursday.
Poetry, poetry. It's dumb and it's fun. If you want to write poetry, you've already begun. Just write about anything your brain wants you to. It might be garbage to me, but pure music to you. Poetry, poetry, it's smart and it hurts. It's musing on trees, on drunkards and flirts. I've waxed about sadness, I've spewed with much sass. I've poeticized everything, from pain to hot ass. Poetry, poetry, write all about it. Write it with glee, and don't ever doubt it. Except doubt it a lot. That's the mark of an artist. Rethink every thought. Prove you're the smartest. Poetry, poetry, rewrite it a bit. Set your views free with your wording on shit. Straight from your heart, share your perceptions on breakups, on beaches. Cause mental erections. Poetry, poetry, touch someone's mind. It is your poetry, and it's one of a kind.
It's Friday.
News of the week. HP is apparently considering charging customers $36 a month to rent a printer from them on a subscription model instead of just buying and owning a printer. Now, at first, this sounds like a cynical, money-hungry corporate cash grab. Self-pay gas stations broke down across New Zealand last weekend. I guess the leap year date confused the computers inside. Said Y2K preppers everywhere, "See, we were right. We only had the date, scale, impact, and location wrong." For the kids, Y2K was a non-event that still has a name despite having never actually happened, when people thought computers would stop working in the year 2000 causing global catastrophe. And it finally happened in the leap year of our Lord 2024. Just, you know, instead of global catastrophe, the Flight of the Conchords couldn't get gas. But still, congrats to all the doomsday preppers who are celebrating the fact that they were right today. And again, by right, I mean 24 years late, and didn't affect much of anyone at all, but still, in 1999, you said that computers don't work sometimes, and by God, you were right. Oh, and I thought of an ending to that HP joke. HP is apparently considering charging customers $36 a month to rent a printer from them on a subscription model instead of just buying and owning a printer. Now, at first, this sounds like a cynical, money-hungry corporate cash grab, but when you consider the fact that HP printers only last a month anyways, I guess HP customers are basically already doing this. And that was news of the week.
It's Saturday.
I wrote this with one hand while donating plasma, because after taking a week off work, a fella's gotta get the bacon somehow. $30 per visit at the plasma bank. To put that into 90s kids' currency, that's enough for some pretty decent Pokemon cards. Also, I'm so giving, and all that. I've made deposits at the old plasma bank before, and no, that's not a euphemism for sperm bank. I know it sounds like it is, but it's not. And I know me protesting that claim for too much just makes it sound more like it is, but it's not. Honestly, I'm too aware of too many Mamma Mia-level hijinks from films and TV to ever honestly go that route. I donated a bunch of plasma a year or two ago, but it's definitely been a while. And, like, I could be doing Skip the Dishes right now or something, so in that way, I am sorta being just the tiniest bit thoughtful, while also mostly just trying to help myself. I'll probs end up driving a Skip the Dishes shift before the week is done, anyway. It is truly the era of side hustle, huh? I've basically got a full-time regular job, and yet I'm always out delivering food and giving away my life force in order to get by. And I'm not complaining, though it would sound identical if I was, but the reason I am doing this all this time is, again, because of the time I just took off and that I wouldn't trade for anything. Not even a shiny Pikachu card. The reason I started driving for Skip and getting needles jabbed in my arm in the first place is because of late-stage capitalism, and that is a complaint. A fella shouldn't have to do so much to make ends meet under normal circumstances in a functioning society. If things keep heading in this direction, I'm gonna have to sell all my shiny Pokemon cards. But before we get to that, I'll deliver you a burger or sell you my spleen if you want it. Barely used, like new condition. Anyways, gonna record this after donating and making a couple bucks. So it's a bit of a different lunch break today, huh? In 90s kids' currency, this is like when Season 2 of Digimon introduced a new set of kids and things were familiar but different. It's the same thing in a way, but also kinda different, maybe not as strong. In the case of Digimon, it wasn't as strong because Ty was a better leading character than Davis. And in my case right now, it's not as strong because I got less Plasma Shield right now. By the way, we all agree that Digimon was cooler than Pokemon, right? If I got no more blood or organs to sell, I will pawn some Pokemon cards, but y'all will bury me with my Digivice.
And that was the episode. If you liked what you heard, check out curtismutter.com for more stuff like this. You can also follow me on Instagram at curtismutter, CURTISMUTTER. Thanks for listening. I hope I made something worthy of your time.